With a younger team this year, we don't see ourselves as favourites.
You're not applying yourself. You're basically being a dickhead.
Takes the catch.
Ah, Reggie.
The umpires are not happy.
Calm down.
Come on, guys. Everyone knows we fucked up that game.
Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of the Fourth Seat podcast. Here we are back after a short break, or in this IPL season, should we call this like a strategic timeout? With us are the two usual hosts, Mayuk and Rahul.
Hello.
Hi guys. Hello. Hello.
Hello. It's been a fun break and a very productive break, I must say. Like, we had a mid-season meeting.
Yes, we did. I think that was very useful to get our thoughts and this podcast back on track. And I think we have decided about kind of things we are going to do going forward. But before anything else, I would also like to wish our viewers a belated happy Holi. So happy Holi, everyone. Did you guys get a chance to play Holi?
No, I've never been a big fan of Holi though. So.
Yeah, but no. Unfortunately, it was Thursday or a working day for us. So I think the Indian Association usually manages to organize something on a weekend. But then, depending on our experiences, we choose whether to go or not. Or desperate, how desperate we are, we decide whether to go or not to go. And this time, thankfully, we are not so desperate, so we chose not to go.
So, while we were away last week, we also did a very special appearance in the It's Cricket show on Hubhopper, which is hosted by Hamid Sheikh. And Mayuk, I think it was a fun experience for us, right?
Yeah, for the viewers, unfortunately, Rahul could not join us for that discussion. It was myself and Aditya with Hamid, who is the host of It's Cricket show on Hubhopper. It was fun. We discussed about Mumbai Indians and Rajasthan Royals and our experience of watching IPL when it started. So yeah, just hop off to Hubhopper and check out our episode. We will share the link with you in the episode notes.
And that has pretty much hyped us up for this IPL. And at the time of recording, the first match of the IPL has just gotten over. I think CSK won. And talking of the IPL, something else related to the IPL which has really got us hyped up over the last couple of weeks, the Mumbai Indians documentary that is right now out on Netflix for a good part of the last 15 days or so. And it's had a lot of traction on the internet, I must say. And some of it, and in fact, a lot of it has to do with Akash Ambani and his antics on that show.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's good that we are recording this podcast today. I believe a lot of our viewers have already seen the Mumbai Indians documentary. So it is not going to be, I'm assuming it is not going to be a spoiler because its reviews, criticisms and everything is out there. Personally, I felt it was, like, as far as the production values go, it was a good documentary. But, I mean, the things that were shown there, there was hardly any cricket there. And it was cricket, it was not cricket that was giving me fever. It was the content that was giving me fever. And it was not a good kind of fever. So, I did not enjoy it that much.
I know, Rahul, you have not been able to catch up on all of these episodes, but I think you have seen a couple of it, I believe.
Yeah, I saw the first two episodes, and the challenge with that was I could not get myself to continue watching because it was very similar to self-flagellation, I should say, the whole experience. And I just want to correct the language that you used here, Adi. You said Akash Ambani and his antics. I think what you need to understand is that is his normal behavior. It's not antics. He's not doing it for the sake of Netflix. I think that's how he normally behaves. And it's, I mean, I it baffles me how some people can actually put up with that. And it shows how much money means to some people. No disrespect to them. But I think money cannot buy happiness. That statement was completely trashed there. Because when you see people like Mahila Jayawardene, John Wright, and you know, the support staff, which also includes Tendulkar, and the way Mr. Akash Ambani goes about you know, treating them as if they were his butlers, it's very difficult to digest that, I must say. So I couldn't get myself to go past the second episode. And
but what do you think of the opening, Rahul, if I may add, like the very first shot of
I think it was basically if it's like you're going to watch a stand-up comic and the first thing that he does after entering the room is slap you, because the first shot I remember was kind of a discreet shot where Akash Ambani with a poker face is being very serious and he's like, guys, you know, you have to keep in mind that this is extremely confidential. I mean, that guy is saying that in front of a camera which is being recorded. I mean, how seriously do you want us to take that? And that's where I lost it, actually. And then the way they went about showing this, it was a toy that was gifted to him by his father, because the treasure hunts at his Antilla residence and... I mean, it was something which was very difficult for me to sit through. I mean, what business does Akash Ambani have sitting in a Mumbai Indian strategy meeting? It should be left to the sports persons. Instead
it
of
was, it was
CEO, he's doing that. I mean, it felt like someone punched me in the face.
It was basically a real-life fantasy game. You know how we play manager mode on FIFA? So
yeah.
This guy, instead of playing it on an Xbox or a PlayStation, he's playing it in real life.
Real life, so, that's it. I think that I couldn't have put it better. I think, Mayuk, you're brilliant there. So and that's exactly how I feel when I see that.
So a lot of the things there were cringeworthy. But I was really surprised to see how hungry Tendulkar is. I mean, he is near the buffet table in every episode that he comes in. So he has nothing to share in the documentary. No insights, no cricket gyan or whatever, nothing. Basically, he's in the dressing room with a plate on his hand in every shot that you see him in. So it felt like, you know, the hungry graduate students attending seminars all over the campus to eat food. So he was hungry in the evening. Chal IPL stadium mein jayenge, aaj buffet milega. And then he goes there.
And whatever couple of opinions that he actually ended up giving were again cliches.
See, that's the thing, right? I mean, I have been a big fan of his and we all have been a big fan of his batting. But as a person, I don't know why he doesn't use his influence that much. I mean, on one hand, he has become a Rajya Sabha MP and he chose to accept that position. And, you know, the number of times he has gone to the Rajya Sabha could be counted on your hands, basically. Let's keep that aside. That is there. But as far as cricket goes, I mean, if you have read his autobiography, one of the worst autobiographies I have ever read.
Zero insights into that personality and what went into
me. And this was, I guess, a good opportunity for him to, you know, show that how much he cares for Mumbai Indians. I guess he does care about Mumbai Indians, but
I don't think so. I think he's in it for, so he thought he could get money out of it, because from what I've heard, Tendulkar is someone who will do something only in exchange for money. He will not do anything out of goodwill or not be graceful about it. So that is, Ebony is in that sense very petty, because I was actually disillusioned with his behavior or disappointed in him when I got to know that he's asking for a customs waiver on his Ferrari, which was gifted to him by Michael Schumacher. I mean, how cheap can you get? was the first thing that hit me. And as far as this Mumbai Indians documentary goes and his passive role, I would say that he thought he would get paid in as some compensation. But basically, he cannot afford to say no to someone like Mukesh Ambani. Otherwise, you know, he's holding Tendulkar by his balls. And that's why I believe that he wants to be there, but he's not really contributing. And to my knowledge, I think this is the best explanation I can give for him being such a dud in that whole series.
On that front, I think he runs the risk of becoming irrelevant to the future generations. Like, there are cricketers who age well. Someone like Rahul Dravid, whose impact will be felt on Indian cricket for much longer. You have Mahila Jayawardene, who has surprisingly come out looking good out at the end of this whole documentary, where most people have come out looking stupid. It's only Jayawardene who has at least, his self-esteem and his general credentials as a cricket coach, I think they've all increased in value at the end of the show.
Or I think he has something to show for it, actually. His participation in the whole experiment.
Yeah, experiment. But the entire point is that I think Tendulkar will not age well as a cricketer outside of our generation who have actually lived and breathed cricket through Tendulkar.
But I think the very strong reason for that is because you need to have some sort of class to be able to do something like that. And that is where I see a big difference between an individual like Tendulkar. I know I'm sounding very judgmental right now, but I think it creates a lot of angst in you when you're given an honorary position like that of a Lok Sabha or Rajya Sabha MP, and you basically treat it as some sort of a free internship or something that you would do only. It's like a Shopper Stop coupon, you know, that's how much respect he has for that very prestigious thing. So I think I have lost all respect for Sachin Tendulkar as an individual. As a cricketer, he may have been good, but as an individual, I think he's lousy. And he should just give up and, retire and just not show his face in public.
Yeah, for some reason, I think he cares about his image too much. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, he pretty much has nothing to lose right now. He has gained, he has achieved everything. You spoke about Rahul Dravid. I mean, if you think about it, Sourav Ganguly, I mean, he's doing a pretty good job with the cricket administration in Bengal, also with BCCI, I believe. He does have a very popular game show that he hosts in a Bengali television. But I'm sure he does that for money and everything that is there. Okay, I have no problem if you are a successful person working for money, that's fine. But then you have a stage on which you can use that stage to do something better. Tendulkar, Ganguly, Dravid, they may not have skills other than cricket. You know, they can do something about it. I mean, Ganguly, he's trying very hard to make the Bengal a very good Ranji side. BCCI as well. But then, you know, thinking about Tendulkar, he has so much to contribute. I mean, and I agree completely with Rahul. He's not utilizing this opportunity. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Are we being harsh on the man, though?
No, I think he lacks class. I think he lacks class. I will actually go out and conclude that he lacks class. And that's something which shows.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. And I agree with that. See, it is not, we are definitely not being harsh on him. I mean, yes, people may criticize us right now. Oh, how can you say this? No. I mean, look
this at... This is coming from people who are huge fans of his batting.
Yeah. Just to clarify. Yeah, yeah. And then people have been even more harsh. More relevant people have been more harsh on him. That's fine. I mean, because he has never spoken anything about the match-fixing controversy that was happening around him. He has been criticized a lot. I mean, we are criticizing some aspects. We are basically criticizing a person who has retired from the sport and he has every opportunity to do something about it. And I don't think he's doing anything about it.
Someone as influential as him should be relevant to more than a generation, I believe.
Exactly.
I think he runs the risk of going down a path where no one will care about him or his opinions because he's very soon going to be surpassed by someone like a Virat Kohli in terms of cricketing accomplishments. And I think that's where the legacy of Tendulkar may not last forever.
Absolutely. And so Rahul, you may not have reached that part of the documentary yet, but I have not seen people talking about it on social media. And but I was really intrigued by what was going on. So there is this very young, not very young, I think he's probably 26, 27 years of age. He is the batting mainstay of the Mumbai Ranji team. His name is Siddhesh Lad. Very good batsman. He happens to be a part of the Mumbai Indians squad. His game is, you know, of the Cheteshwar Pujara mold. So Mumbai loses 3-4 wickets at the top. He comes in, scores a 90, 70 or 100. Very stable batsman. He happens to be part of the Mumbai Indians squad. And I have been following him for a couple of years. His interviews and things like that. It does not look as if he's a person who will go up to the coach and ask him, why am I not playing?
It in fact felt as if he was forced upon to speak with Mahila Jayawardene in that.
Yeah, particular. It looks like, you know, the Ambani family probably told him, hey, you know, we need to create some kind of a twist or some hype here. So why don't you go and talk to the management about it? See what happens.
And if you look at it more closely... and a couple of shots earlier, he's seen complaining to Jasprit Bumrah as to how he's always on the fringe.
And yeah, it is out of character. He is not that kind of a guy. I mean, and see, a person who has been playing for Mumbai for like 4 or 5 years, he knows what his batsmanship skills are. He knows why he is not playing for Mumbai Indians or for that matter, any other IPL team. That's because his game as of now is not suited. So what he can do about it, he can go and change his game. He is smart enough to know that himself, and he does not need anyone else to tell that to him on camera. Right? And that's the worst part. Like, I'm sure he probably had that conversation with Mahila Jayawardene or Robin Singh or whoever behind the scenes. He will not...
Yeah, and if you look at it, Jayawardene seems confused. He says he has nothing to offer in terms of advice to Siddhesh Lad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, can you imagine a head coach telling a youngster, oh, I have nothing to offer?
Well, he actually says that on camera, saying like, actually, I have nothing to tell you on the technical front.
What
struck me when I was going through that is the talent aside. I mean, the talent is obviously there and they have the money to... kind of garner that kind of attention. But I mean, the coach support staff is so... Shane Bond, I mean, Shane Bond was one of those bowlers that I used to love. It's a pity he was very injury prone. But I believe that he was one of those bowlers who could have been an all-time great, but his career was cut short. Mahila Jayawardene, again, a very good player or a player of a high pedigree. Mahila, the other guy, sorry. I mean, since we were talking about Tendulkar being opinionless, there is also another decent bowler, Malinga, who is also, I don't know, he's just, every time the camera pans across the room and he somewhere captures him, he's smiling. You
know, as but in defense of Malinga, smile, it might be the smile. Language too.
No, he is doing that for the entire documentary series. For वो पूरा एपिसोड हर पूरा सीरीज वही करता है वो नो डायलॉग ही स्माइलिंग हैंगिंग आउट दैट्स इट और नथिंग एल्स सो इट्स वियर्ड
एंड सपोर्ट स्टफ इतना अच्छा है एंड आई थिंक आई ऑलमोस्ट डाइड ऑफ लाफ्टर व्हेन नीता अंबानी इन वन ऑफ दोज प्री मैच हडल्स वेर दे लूज द थर्ड गेम और द सेकेंड गेम एंड देयर लाइक So, tomorrow we have 20,000 underprivileged children and they lose that game. And,
and she's like, you cannot afford to lose this game. We have always won that game.
And the match that they won was against RCB, is it? Or Delhi Daredevils?
Yes. The first game that they won was RCB, I think.
RCB. And Rohit Sharma, the lazy slob that he is, hammers and mind-numbing 100-odd number runs. And then that on the weight of that, they win. That's it. There's no bowling, nothing extraordinary that happened there.
No. But, it was a very, I mean, it was, I think Ambani was expecting a lot from that season. And if Mumbai had won, if Mumbai had even been in the top four, the documentary would have released last summer itself. They waited to release this documentary right before the IPL starts to just generate a hype and things like that. You know, it was basically a PR exercise, nothing else.
But there is another thing which struck me, like some of the fan clippings, like of people watching those matches seemed so fake. Like who are these people, I would like to know, who are cheering for Surya Kumar Yadav hitting a boundary on the fifth ball of some third match of the IPL, the same way as they would cheer for a six on the last ball of the tournament.
I think they're trying to troll Akash Ambani in India. I mean, so generally in stand-up comedy, there is something called as punching up and punching down. There's something that I learned from one of the other podcasts that I listened to, Simplified. So in punching up, it means that you are taking a shot or taking pot shots at someone in authority or someone in power or in a position of influence. And punching down is when you're taking a shot or pot shots or making cracking jokes at someone vulnerable. So I think the documentary itself is a pot shot at Akash Ambani, because if you see two episodes, in both of those episodes, there are two senior citizens who are watching the match in a saloon. And they're like, hey, abhi dekh four marega, arre abhi dekh jayega, arre abhi ye hoga, wo hoga karke. इतना लो क्वालिटी का लोग को उठाए लोग ने सैंपल
से नहीं बट मुझे ये भी नहीं समझ
पाया था कि मुंबई इंडियंस एंड ऑल किसी को फर्क ही नहीं पड़ता है करके
नहीं बट लाइव रिएक्शन भी नहीं है मुझे तो एट सम पॉइंट ये लगता है कि वो लोग को हाइलाइट्स दिखा के बोला है अब रिएक्ट करो फोर मारने वाला है
राहुल इफ यू गो टू लाइक द 6th 7th और 5th एपिसोड दोस पीपल आर सिटिंग इन द सेम प्लेस तो बेसिकली इट वाज रिकॉर्डेड
मतलब वो सलून में पूरा टूर्नामेंट देखा हो
And there is one group sitting, and there is one group that is sitting near Marine Drive.
Hotstar ko plug aur usme sara jo not so subtle plugs dekhna chahiye. Like there is this one shot of the aerial view of the stadium. The only purpose of that aerial view is just to show the logo of Jio.
Jio, exactly. Exactly.
And it is so very obvious that that is the only point of that shot. They close that episode with that shot. And some of the commentary is mind-numbingly brilliant. Like you have Akash Chopra, like Shane Watson ne lagai vaat. I think that's the best piece of commentary I have heard since like Vinod Kambli said, Aankh khuli andhe ki to vaat lagi dhandhe ki during the 2003 World Cup.
Oh God. But speaking of Kambli, I was now thinking Kambli. About
Kambli is how... nostalgia.
Yeah, Kambli is my segment to nostalgia, actually. So thanks, Adi, for that. So today, I think we're going to talk about television and how we grew up at a time when there was only one or two channels on TV, which was Doordarshan, the content on it. And then there's both the good and the bad. But I think... aside the fact that there is a lot of nostalgia involved, I genuinely felt that the content in those days was quite good. But this is something that we could probably discuss in the next segment after this break. Hello, dear friends. Welcome back from our break. We were, after a decent discussion on the Mumbai Indians Netflix documentary and our opinion on Sachin, Ramesh Tendulkar and Mr. Akash Ambani, we ended it on a topic which we helped us segue into the next part of this podcast or this episode, which was the era of the TV in the 90s. How we got there? Thanks to Vinod Kambli. So, before I get more into detail, I just would like to ask you guys, starting off with Aditya, what was your first experience with the television per se? Both in terms of how did that electronic gadget enter your home? I mean, at what time? And what was your first memory of the content that you saw there?
Yeah, my first memories of TV are from somewhere in the mid-90s, I think 94, 95. Yeah. When was it that Aankhe release, that Govinda film? I think my first real memory of cable TV and television was watching Aankhe on TV, the Chunky Pandey Govinda film.
Yeah.
And the early Doordarshan shows like Jungle Book, which used to be a very regular affair on Sunday mornings.
Right.
Watching Jungle Book, and then used to have a lot of foreign content which were dubbed in India. I think that were my earliest memories.
There used to be a session.
Yeah, so I think the timeline is similar here. The first color television that we got was in 92 or 93. That was a time when we moved to Mumbai from Calcutta. Okay. And yes, cartoons were there in the weekends. But so we were, at that time, we were not a regular viewer of episodes. So there were like many TV shows at that time, right? Let's say mid-90s, Shriman Shrimati, Waagle Ki Duniya. So Waagle Ki Duniya was actually 98 to 90, but then we used to get...
Yeah,
88 to 90, and then we used to get reruns of these kind of things. So now I have not watched all the episodes, but then I remember Mahabharata. So Mahabharata was also the 1 hour episodes. There were total 95 episodes which were made. That was also 88 to 90. But again, in 94, 95, there were reruns. So every Sunday, I used to sit for Mahabharata. Mahabharata aayega, dekhega. So I remember this distinct feeling and asking my parents, ki, are ye fighting kabhi chalu hoga? War kabhi hoga? So then my parents said, are that Kurukshetra war is at the end. So last mein hota hai wo. And then I was very disappointed. Like, kya ye kab tak chal raha hai? Ye Karn ko paani mein dal diya. Wo Karn ja raha hai paani ke upar se. Someone else is finding him. Phir jungle mein ja raha hai. Jungle mein Pandavas log ye karte, wo karte. So I got bored. Okay, main pak gaya main beech mein.
But war may be, there were these prolonged war sequences. Jisme ek bar baand chhod diya to, it used to stretch over two episodes. Pata nahi kyun, and that used to be bore me. Matlab.
Yeah, what time ka
VFX? You are confusing it with Ramayan because, I mean, Ramayan, us time pe, I think, again, similar memories wherein we had our color television somewhere in early 90s. And we had just one channel, I remember, one or two channels, DD1 or DD2. So very simple to operate. It was a CRT setup box, BPL ka tha. And no complications whatsoever. Remote ka sab concept hi nahi tha. Us time pe VCR bahut chalta tha. So if you had someone from abroad who was a relative, who was kind enough to give you some content, oh, you could see that on VCR. But the first cult show that I was exposed to was Ramayan. And Ramayan ka Ramanand Sagar wala jo Ramayan tha, wo tabhi mereko pakau lagta tha. Because wo exaggerated acting, fir wo baand waand sab tu dekhega to
previous episode mein. Lekin tu wo baand, you are saying ki wo Mahabharat mein nahi tha agar ke.
Nahi, Mahabharat mein tha, but Mahabharat had a better visual. The visualization of the war was far better in Mahabharat and less melodramatic in Mahabharat than in Ramayan.
I remember ki wo paani wala baand chhodega to fir wo next episode tak baand enemy tak pahunchta nahi tha. Matlab wo ad lagega, fir agla din aayega, fir agla din bhi wo same sequence chalta rahega. So
wo sequence ka mereko pata nahi, but in terms of the visualization aspect of it, I would say that Mahabharata did a far better job than Ramayan. Even in terms of a content, I thought Nitish Bharadwaj, jo Krishna Bhagwan ka role play kiya tha, I used to love his character. Wo, even ye Mukesh Khanna, jo Bhishma Pitama ka role karta tha, I mean, these are all phenomenal actors. from an acting point of view, it was also, and even in the terms of content, I thought it was fantastic. Ramayan, I think the whole country became united as a consequence of that. And I think an interesting anecdote that I would like to share with you guys, everyone who played some important character in Ramayan, which was Ram, Sita, Ravan, all of these people, they were so popular that all of them were given Lok Sabha election tickets and they won. So all of these main characters were actually Lok Sabha MPs, just so you know.
So there is another funny story related to this. The guy who played Ram, apparently in one of the election campaigns, he was found smoking. There were a few people who actually surrounded him and started shouting at him, "Hamara Ram cigarette kaisa pee sakta hai?" So that's how seriously they took that guy.
That was the cult following kind of thing at that time, right? So I remember being told the person who played Sita, she was kind of asked to behave like Sita in her day-to-day life or things like that by the fans. So I think it was their share of collateral damage that, you know, professional hazard that they were experiencing. But then, I mean, see, this Mahabharata is such a, you know, unique and huge epic. Unfortunately, for me as a child, I did not understand that from the television. It was a well-made series, but mujhe wo depths or layers utna samjha nahi. So my foray into understanding Mahabharata to a certain extent comes from reading C. Rajagopalachari's book.
Same for me, which I did much later.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have to remember that, you know, what was being shown on the TV is the most well-known, either the story or the interpretation of story that has been passed on from generation to generation, the most popular stories. So it's not the entire Mahabharatam. There are many things that are not shown. So even then, mujhe wo layers utna wo time pe nahi samjha. But I know, dheere dheere I got to know it.
But wo layers ke liye tha bhi nahi. Unka cult following was largely because of paucity of options back in the day.
No, agreed.
But so, then in terms of content, guys, I mean, since you're staying on the topic, what other content do you remember? Because, I mean, if you're talking about early 90s or mid-90s, tabhi ye Malgudi days, another series which I thought could have had a cult following, but I don't know how popular it was, but ब्योंकेश बख्शी करके एक डिटेक्टिव सीरीज आता था जिसका बाद में मूवी बनाया था विद सुशांत सिंह राजपूत. आई थिंक वन ऑफ द मोस्ट फिनोमिनल कंटेंट दैट आई हैड सीन. देन फॉर ह्यूमर वी हैड जसपाल भट्टी का फ्लॉप शो हुआ करता था. अनदर
देख भाई देख एंड जबान संभाल के व्हिच
आई थिंक देख भाई देख एंड जबान संभाल के केम अ बिट लेटर. सो आई मीन इफ आई वाज टू गो देयर DD1 DD2 के बाद ग्रेजुअली यू हैड
DD मेट्रो करके एक आया.
DD मेट्रो आया, फिर बाद में जैन टीवी करके एक था. आई डोंट नो इफ यू रिमेंबर.
देन आई रिमेंबर द नेम.
यस,
जी टीवी वाज द फर्स्ट केबल टीवी सीरीज दैट वी गॉट एंड देन इट एक्सप्लोडेड आफ्टर दैट. बट ये देख भाई देख जबान संभाल के एंड ऑल आई थिंक इट केम विद दैट. And then you had a host of other channels. But tum logo Byomkesh Bakshi and all, tum logo yaad hai by any chance?
Byomkesh Bakshi yaad hai, but Byomkesh Bakshi was, I think what strikes me is usme mellow acting tha, very little melodrama. And I think that's how they pulled it off. And how Byomkesh Bakshi se CID tak hum log kaise pahuncha, it's still a puzzle to me.
Yeah, so there is one transition. Ek hai Byomkesh Bakshi se CID. और दूसरा है यू नो बिफोर जी टीवी एंड स्टार हैड दीज कल्ट फॉलोइंग ऑफ सीरियल्स. पहले डीडी में आता था, देयर वर टू थिंग्स. एक था शांति, तो शांति हैड मंदिरा बेदी. एंड देन देयर वाज अनदर थिंग कॉल्ड एज जुनून. तो मिड 90s हाँ, टॉम अंटल वाज द डॉन. केशव कलसी
Yeah,
exactly. So I know that. So we at in my house we were not watching it like diligently every day or whenever it was aired. But whenever I went to my friend's place or even tuition teacher, तो उनके घर में tuition पढ़ने गया तो शांति सब चलता था. I remember. 15-20 मिनट वही देखता था. मतलब और it was still like, I mean it was समझने में डिफिकल्ट होता था क्योंकि इट डेल्ट विद सम सीरियस वुमेन इश्यूज राइट मतलब सीरियस सोसाइटल इश्यूज मतलब देयर वाज अ कंस्ट्रक्शन वर्कर व्हिच वाज हु वाज रेप्ड बाय टू इंडस्ट्रियलिस्ट और फिल्म मेकर्स देन द चाइल्ड देन ग्रोज अप एंड यू नो कम्स टू इंटरव्यू देम एंड ऑल दिस नो दिमाग में जाता नहीं था उतना वो टाइम पे बट देन आई रिमेम्बर आई वेंट टू हिंदी और मराठी ट्यूशंस और उन ट्यूशन टीचर के घर पे शांति चलता था हर दोपहर को
बट दैट इज व्हाट मयूक मतलब सम ऑफ इट वाज If you look at shows in the mid-90s, actually usme nuances bahut zyada tha, melodrama bahut kam tha. Aur wo over a period of time, fir melodrama element started going up. Aur then they had to actually give you cues, as a visual or audio cues dekhe ki achha, abhi ek bahut hi dramatic sequence aane wala hai. And they, I think, took their audiences ka intelligence too lightly over as we grew old.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know how...
The first time when sound effect was used to... And visual effects was used to emphasize कुछ alarming होने वाला है करके
but ये 90s का shows में ये चीज नहीं था so even if you look at something like Malgudi Days there was minimal use of music only where it is necessary वहाँ पे background score होता था and those are the shows which might have actually stood the test of time so if you actually go and watch a rerun of Malgudi Days even today it might probably hold up
yeah
exactly definitely. I mean
But the irony here, Adi, is that despite having just one or two channels, so basically they had a monopoly, as in they were the only ones who were responsible for generating content and you as a viewer had nowhere else to go but to see what was being thrown at you. But despite that situation, which was very convenience-driven, these guys did a phenomenal job of coming up with fantastic content. And today, we have so many channels, but not one channel has content which is worth looking at. So, I mean... I that is something which I could not reconcile with as a just a matter of mentality or thought that itna channel hai aur tum log tatti banata hai har ek channel pe us time pe ek channel tha and brilliant content tha and I mean there were a lot of small and big content or serials like hum panchi ek dal ke hai karke ek series hua karta tha I don't know how popular it was but really good content and I think दूरदर्शन के बाद ये जो केबल का जो जमाना आया दैट इज व्हेन थिंग्स स्टार्टेड गोइंग अ बिट डाउनहिल व्हेन यू हैड सोनी जी एंड स्टार नेटवर्क्स एक्सपांडिंग देयर
तो देयर इज सो वन थिंग इज यू हैव द पर्सपेक्टिव ऑफ द मेकर्स कि उन लोग करे हां मतलब वी हैव नाउ सो मेनी आउटलेट्स तो वी हैव टू कॉम्पीट विद ईच अदर तो देखते हैं कि कौन किसका कंटेंट ज्यादा चलेगा तो मैं कचरा बनाऊंगा द अदर पर्सन विल मेक इवन वर्स कचरा तो किसका चलेगा टीआरपी बढ़ेगा दैट वाज वन थिंग तो दैट्स हाउ वी लैंडेड अप विद सास बहु सीरियल्स एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट बट देन द अदर पर्सपेक्टिव इज फ्रॉम द व्यूअर तो ऐसा व्यूअर कैसे एडजस्ट किया हाउ डिड व्यूअर्स वेंट फ्रॉम नुक्कड़ श्रीमान श्रीमती तूतू मैमे या वागले की दुनिया दोस काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स से सास बहु तो व्यूअर्स आई मीन हाउ डिड दैट चेंज कम अबाउट
But Mayuk, isme na, if you look at the earlier ones, most of it was story-driven. So, star-driven culture nahi tha TVs mein. So, as we moved on to, even Saas Bahu, when it actually began, it was probably refreshing to the audience because they hadn't seen a show like that. The problem actually began when other shows started basing themselves around the Saas Bahu model. So, formulaic nahi tha. 90s tak, things were not formulaic. Say, Malgudi Days is actually... just an adaptation of a book by R.K. Narayan, right? So, it's not like wo koi star-based uske around koi formula ek show banaya. But Saas Bahu ke ka jo spin-offs tha na, unka universe ka, like a Marvel universe, they had a Saas Bahu universe, which was entirely Ekta Kapoor-driven. Wo ek channel was pretty much Ekta Kapoor run, Star Plus. So, I think that is where the problem was. I think Saas Bahu, wo ek show, we might not have... faced that much of a problem later on. So, they started milking that.
Correct, but I mean, to go back to what Mayuk raised, I mean, what you are saying is one particular way of evolution. What I'm saying, what Mayuk's question, which I think is still yet to be, we need more discussion on it, is ki viewer kaise adapt kiya. I think, I mean, I may be coming across as blunt and extremely judgmental, but I think the viewer became dumber as a with time. The viewer, had they been intelligent or demanding, they would have made it clear. Because on one hand, you had Ekta Kapoor who took over after a reasonably decent stage of cable TV, which was Hum Panch, Phiri Antakshari, Z Horror Show, CID and all, us time pe decent tha when it started off. Baad mein kuch bhi goo dikhana chalu kar diya.
Yes, CID actually started with normal crimes. The murder ho gaya, robbery ho gaya, those kind of things. Uske baad
CID,
uske baad CID, uranium chori ka, uranium chori ho gaya hum log ke.
CID is an entire show altogether. Matlab us pe ek pura episode banna chahiye.
तो वो आई थिंक द व्यूअर बिकेम डम्बर बिकॉज व्हाट यू थॉट यू हिट इफ यू थॉट यू हिट रॉक बॉटम विद एकता कपूर ये उसके बाद ये ससुराल सिमर का नागिन बिगिन ये सब तो देखे है ना यू विल कॉन्टेम्पलेट सुइसाइड इट्स एज सिंपल एज दैट सो एंड आई थिंक एज आई सेड द व्यूअर बिकेम डम्बर एंड द व्यूअर बिकेम मोर फ्रेगमेंटेड बिकॉज In DD1, DD2 ke time, it was the whole family which used to sit down together and see.
And the whole country, Rahul. They had to cater to a demographic which was basically the whole country.
At what point did we reach a stage ki viewer ko, zyada shabang or zyada melodrama chahiye? For example, so we were talking about serials. तो दूसरा पैरेलली हो रहा था रियलिटी शोज ठीक है सो इनिशियली 90s में ये क्लोजअप अंताक्षरी या सारे गामा जो होता था इट वाज काइंड ऑफ डाउन टू अर्थ शोज वेर म्यूजिक वाज रिस्पेक्टेड नॉर्मल सिंगर्स आते थे सीखते थे गाना गाते थे चले जाते थे सम पीपल फाउंड स्टारडम लाइक श्रेया घोषाल और कुणाल गांजावाला एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट
Yeah, and even baad, the hosts, if you see,
Sonu Nigam, right?
Sonu Nigam to Sanjay Sarega, Sonu Nigam ko sab, he was given a godlike status. Aside the fact that he was quite talented, Anu Kapoor, for example, kafi mediocre banda tha, but he became a cult. So, yes, sorry, Mayuk.
तो उसके बाद जब ये सारेगामा वेंट अ स्टेप अहेड मतलब हर एज ग्रुप में मतलब अंडर 19 अंडर 16 अंडर 14 ए बी सी मतलब हर एक एज ग्रुप का उन लोग एक सीरीज बनाते थे और 25 जज लाते थे एक महाजज चार छोटा जज ऐसा सब आता था और मेलोड्रामा रोना धोना मारपीट गाली गलोच मतलब why did we want this matlab ye kahan se aaya pehle to acha chalta tha
but usi mein I come back to the point like did we want this or unke paas lack of content tha so they started filling it in with melodrama and then you got adapted so aisa cause and effect mein kaun tha pehle aaya
I think there is the So TV as a medium and politicians as a class of people are the biggest followers. They don't decide what you want. They get a pulse of what is it that the audience wants and they make you listen to or they say what you would like to hear. TV also acts in a similar fashion. So back then when there was just one medium, you had a group of people and you had to be quite strong in content, a bit neutral, so that everyone gets a piece of something in terms of entertainment. Once you had these multiple channels, you had the housewife who used to watch TV in the afternoons, and she became the bearer of the remote. Once the husband came back from work, he would obviously end up watching the news channel. But if she was really keen on it, she would want to go back to her serials, which used to happen because Ekta Kapoor ka har ek channel prime time pe Star Plus mein and GTV mein dikhana chalu kar diya tha un log ne. And then you had the kids and the young adults who wanted to see crap like CID, Z Horror Show, Ahat, Antakshari, reality show, so to speak. So the audience fragmented big time. And to cater to them, you had... all this content and as I said the other factor was that the audience became less intelligent. I refuse to believe that the audience which used to see content like Malgudi Days and Bomkesh Bakshi decided chalo let's ask for something better. I think what was given to them was because they wanted to see something worse.
But mere I would like to differ here. Mujhe kya lagta hai ki I think coming up with good content takes time and these people started going towards a model where they had to come up with like 5 episodes a week, 6 episodes a week and you can't create good content that way. So these people started feeding you crap and once you had a critical mass of people consuming that crap, then the makers thought that it's much easier giving you content that way. So they started serving you more crap, I think. तो because you, तो you can't create 5 Malgudi days a week, right?
तो वो script आ गया ना, तो पहला का पहले comedies used to be once a week, अच्छा script होता था. उसके बाद ये सब टीवी पे तारक मेहता का उल्टा चश्मा, I mean, did you actually see that or find it funny? I must have watched 2 episodes.
मैंने नहीं देखा है. नहीं, मेरे को मैंने नहीं देखा है पहली बात तो. And वो it was more towards slapstick, which was the genre of humor which majority of the people know or
stereotype. Heavy stereotype.
And even if you look at Kapil Sharma, agar ka uska tum content dekhoge, which is even more latest compared to Tarak Mehta and other stuff, it is borderline slapstick. Tatti dikhate wo log.
Ha, and then supposedly it is very famous. Pata nahi abhi kya scene hai.
Nee, but wo banana easy hai na. I can make 5 episodes of those very quickly. Writing mein time nahi lagta hai. So the entire process is much more tedious if you are coming up with something more creative like Malgudi Days or Swami and Friends.
Yeah,
I think so, that's a very good logic. I think a good analogy here is a Mithun movie. Mithun could come up with a movie every 2 weeks because Uti mein set tha, standard ek villain, uska ben ka rape ho raha hai, wo fighting kar raha hai and sab log ghar ja raha hai. To ye story flow ka kitna dikhane mein kitna farak padega tu bata mere ko.
Aur wo 3 mahine mein, I remember there was this phase in time jab 98 ya late 90s ka baat hai, jab Mithun ka 3 mahine mein 15-20 movies ab aata tha, matlab continuously every week tu ek sath 4 Mithun trailer chal raha hai tera TV pe waisa.
Matlab I think wo वो प्रोड्यूसर एक हफ्ता सिर्फ रेप सीन शूट किया रहेगा,
ऐसे शूट किया है वो एक साथ 5 एक्ट्रेस को बुला के. सो अपेरेंटली ऐसा आई हैव रेड इट इन सम इंटरव्यू ऑफ सम स्टार फ्रॉम वो जो साउथ का फॉर्मूला एक मूवीज बनता था ना 80s में. सो द एक्ट्रेस वुड टर्न अप एक ही जगह में स्टूडियो में, ऐसा 3 सेट लगा होता था. तो देन शी वुड गो एंड आस्क, अच्छा यहाँ पे कौन सा इमोशन है, वो बोलेगा सैड, तो उसने सैड रोल कर लिया. फिर ऐसा 5 मिनट्स लेटर बोलेगा आज आपको हैप्पी मूड में रहना है, तो वहाँ बगल वाले इसमें. तो वैसे
ही ये सास बहू सीरियल्स पे वैसे ही शूट होता था. तो अपना गोरेगांव में या किधर तो मुंबई में सेट होता था हर एक 5-6 सीरियल का, और सेम होता था मतलब एक ड्रॉइंग रूम रहेगा, इंडोर स्टूडियो में शूट होता था ना वो सब, आउटडोर शूट होता नहीं था. तो सेम मतलब एक एक्ट्रेस रहेगी तो 4-5 जगह पे रहेगी वो, एंड इधर बहू उधर सास इधर चुड़ैल नागिन सब रोल प्ले करके घर में.
और supposedly the reason they have those cuts in between is because वो लोग सब लोग independently shoot करता है, मतलब they are all not there on the set at the same time.
हाँ.
तो वो चाचा का अगर वो overacting expression है तो वो चाचा अलग acting करके चला गया रात को.
हाँ, वो उनका वो होता था ना, वो database होता था, मतलब ऐसा fight scene, rape scene, comedy scene, तो database होता था. तो basically एक programmer बैठ के pull down, मतलब call back करता था कि अरे ये निकालो merge करो, essentially हम लोग अपना podcast कैसा बनाता है वैसा.
एंड ऐसा मतलब वो लोग एक एपिसोड में सिर्फ सीढ़ी से नीचे उतर रहे है ऐसा, फिर बाद में तू अगर चाय बना रहा है तो एक एपिसोड में वो चम्मच शक्कर डाल रहे है, एक एपिसोड में चाय का पत्ती डाल रहे है, एक एपिसोड में दूध डाल रहे है, ऐसे सब चाय बनाने में ही 4 एपिसोड निकाल देगा वो लोग.
तो तू 3 आउटफिट में तूने चाय बना लिया ना, तो तू 3 एपिसोड का काम कर लिया ना तूने.
एग्जैक्टली.
तो आई मीन ये सब टट्टी बैकग्राउंड में चलता था, बट फॉर मी व्हेन आई वाज इन स्कूल ना, मेरे लिए रिलीफ होता था कार्टून नेटवर्क. तो आई थिंक बिफोर कार्टून नेटवर्क, स्टार में जीआई जो आता था, तो जीआई जो यूज्ड टू बी माय फेवरेट, मुझे लगता था कि अरे बहुत सही है. बट आफ्टर आई केम टू द यूएस आई रियलाइज्ड कि यहाँ पे जीआई जो 70s-80s में टेलीकास्ट होता था, इट इज वेरी ओल्ड.
बट मयूख, जस्ट टू गिव अ कॉन्टेक्स्ट टू द लिसनर्स, कार्टून्स के लिए डेडिकेटेड चैनल एज अ कंसेप्ट हम लोगों के लिए था ही नहीं 90s में.
नहीं,
यू हैव स्लॉट्स ऑन अदर चैनल्स जब कार्टून्स होता था, टिल दैट डे व्हेन कार्टून नेटवर्क एक्चुअली लॉन्च्ड इन इंडिया. आई थिंक वो बहुत बड़ा दिन था, मतलब फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ क्रिड्स ग्रोइंग अप, 24-hour चैनल व्हिच हैज कार्टून्स राइट थ्रू द डे वाज अ रियली बिग
24-hour चैनल भी नहीं था टू बिगिन विद. सो इफ यू रिमेंबर, first of all, the earliest memory of cartoons that I had was Jungle Book, Mowgli, Chaddi Pehen Ke Phool Khile, DD पे, वो संडे को रिलीजियसली मैं बैठ के देखता था, and उस पे, and it was brilliant content, just so you know.
Nana Patekar, Sher Khan, Haunting.
Sher Khan, and ये सब बहुत सही होता था, एंड देन आई थिंक डिज्नी आर करके एक शो था, बट उसपे क्या था फ्रेंकली स्पीकिंग मैंने कभी फॉलो किया नहीं है.
उसमें अलादीन और चिप एंड डेल और वो सब आता था.
अलादीन, फिर बाद में डक टेल्स, तुम्हारा टेल स्पिन, ये सब आता था. अगेन इंग्लिश कार्टून डब्ड इन हिंदी बट ब्रिलियंट कॉन्टेंट. एंड उसमें जावेद जाफरी ने जीनी मीनी का सब डबिंग किया था, विच
उसका तो है. हाँ, आई थिंक यू शुड एक्चुअली लुक एट द पीपल हु रिकॉर्डेड दोज हिंदी वॉइस ओवर्स. सोनू निगम वॉज अलादीन इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग. एज यू सेड जावेद जाफरी वॉज जीनी. और उसका क्वालिटी ऑफ डब वॉज रियली गुड. मतलब
well made. एक ही था लेकिन अगेन एक घंटे के लिए वंस इन वीकेंड पे ही आता था. देन वेन कार्टून नेटवर्क केम इट वॉज नॉट अ 24 आवर चैनल आदि. वो सुबह कुछ तो 10-11 बजे को चालू होगा एंड शाम को 6 बजे के बाद उनका TNT करके एक चैनल चालू हो जाता था. वेर दे यूज
ब्लैक एंड व्हाइट इंग्लिश मूवीज दिखाते
थे. हां एग्जैक्टली 40-50 का मूवी दिखाते थे वो लोग.
बेसिकली जब कार्टून नेटवर्क शुरू हुआ, बिफोर दे गॉट अ लॉट ऑफ देयर ओन कॉन्टेंट, वॉट हैपेंड एटलीस्ट इन इंडियन नेटवर्क्स इज जो हम लोग स्टार पे देखते थे, मतलब ये कैप्टन प्लैनेट, GI जो पुराना जो सब था, दे वर फर्स्ट पोर्टेड इन टू कार्टून नेटवर्क. अलग से कार्टून नेटवर्क में आता था, देन न्यू कॉन्टेंट स्टार्टेड. तो आई रिमेंबर देर वॉज अ टाइम ड्यूरिंग स्कूल, वी वेर बैक एट होम बाई लेट्स से 3:34 एंड दैट वॉज द टाइम वेन एक्शन कार्टून स्टार्टेड. स्वॉट कैट्स, ऑल दोज थिंग्स. सो आई यूज टू कम बैक होम एंड वॉच दैट. या आई वॉज टू कम बैक होम एंड यू नो वॉच दोज थिंग्स फर्स्ट.
Yeah, so and the earliest Cartoon Network content was also a lot of the 1960s, 70s ka Hanna-Barbera ka US ka shows. So,
yeah.
For example, you had a lot of very classical shows like Top Cat wagera, jo international content tha, surprisingly, because Cartoon Network had not yet started thinking about India as a specific audience. So, jo bhi US mein dikhata tha, wo hum logon ko, they used to start showing it to us.
Yeah, exactly. Mujhe tabhi pata nahi tha. Matlab, I used to diligently collect, GI Joe action figures. Matlab, mere paas tha 40-50 action figures, 15-20 vehicles, sab hota tha. And I was like, diligently waiting for new episodes to come out and all. I mean, very late in life, I mean, mujhe 10 saal pehle samjha ki, yaar, ye bahut purana hai. But still, I have wonderful memories associated with those shows at that time. Captain Planet, Swat Cats.
Swat Cats ka baad mein Hindi yaad hai kya tum logon ko?
Bade miyao, chote miyao.
Suddenly there was a phase jab Swat Cartoon Network Hindi ho gaya tha.
Haan.
Dekha unka naam, matlab Bade Miyao, Chote Miyao, Mahabilla Shahar.
Yeah.
And there was Karishma, Kareena, ye sab wo wahan ka uska ek, there was this female cop. Theek hai, billi wali.
Yeah.
Aur, सेम विद द मास्क, उसमें ऐसा इंस्पेक्टर केलकर एंड स्टैनली हिपकिस वाज द नेम, जो इंग्लिश कैरेक्टर था द मास्क का, उसको मराठी कैरेक्टर बना दिया सचिन सबनीस बोल के उसमें.
या एग्जैक्टली, आई रिमेंबर दैट.
नहीं, द रीजन क्या था मालूम है क्या? बिकॉज़ व्हेन यू से सबनीस एंड व्हेन यू से हिपकिस, द लिप मूवमेंट इज द सेम ऑफ द एनिमेटेड क्रीचर एंड दैट्स
व्हाई दे मेड इट. एंड एवरी कैरेक्टर हैड अ लोकल नेम, दैट वाज फन.
But I think just a brief mention here, I don't want to dwell too much time on this. I think ek aur intermediate between cartoons and the channel that we use with the content on cable TV was which I used to follow. I don't know if you guys used to follow it or not. Ye Three Stooges, fir I Dream of Jeannie, Different Strokes, ye Small Wonder, ye sab bhi tum log dekhta tha kya?
Yeah.
Small Wonder बहुत देखा है.
Yeah, I used to be a fan of Small Wonder and I Dream of Ginny.
And again, these were all shows from the 1960s, 70s का US का shows.
70s का हुआ करता था. So that goes to show कि अपना इधर revolution कितना late आया basically. Content and focus on Indian audience came quite late. And,
but Rahul, do you regret it really? Because a lot of the content was reasonably good quality though growing up.
I think the quality, I would say, of DuckTales, फिर तुम्हारा Swat Cats and all of these, even Thundercats करके cartoon था, I don't know if you remember it or not. उसका quality and the way they used to engage was far better than the crap, even the पुराना Tom and Jerry, not the latest one. The Purana one was phenomenal, I think. Uske baad, I think, as a kid, I stopped watching a lot of this, or rather, I matured or grew out of it very soon, I would say.
But the thing was, then they very quickly transitioned to all this Chota Bheem, Ben 10, or wo sara jo crap tha.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking ki are. I mean, there are many things that can be actually made into a cartoon, right? I mean, be it Malgudi Days or even Mahabharata or Panchatantra ka stories, right? Mm-hmm. So those things can actually be made into pretty good cartoons. I mean, is there anything like that? Matlab, ye Panchatantra ka stories hota hai kya cartoon form mein India mein abhi?
Mahabharata ka from, I have seen a bit of, they have tried to make some cartoons, but not very well made though, I must say. Achha. But that is something which could... Yeah,
I mean, if you're talking about poor quality content, you could. I would like to draw some attention on Chota Bheem, because initially Chota Bheem was actually a success story which was very indigenous. So, you know, homegrown talent promoting desi content, which was made quite palatable and easy to digest for the kids, so connect with the mythology and thoda characters. So it started off quite well. बाद में सीआईडी का रूट पे चले गया, बिकॉज छोटा भीम बेसिकली बिकेम अबाउट दिस इनकॉम्पिटेंट किंग जो कुछ भी हैंडल नहीं करता था, एंड एलियन से लेके यू नो सम कृष्णा और भीम एक साथ सब करता था, कुछ भी दिखाना चालू कर दिया लोग, एलियन दिखा रहा है, फिर बाद में छोटा भीम क्रिकेट खेल रहा है, वो हैकिंग कॉम्पिटिशन कर रहा है, सब दिखा दिया वो लोग ने. तो छोटा भीम इज नाउ बेसिकली जस्ट सम जंक विच इज रनिंग ऑन टीवी, और बच्चा लोग को वो कनेक्शन है, एंकर है करके वो लोग देख रहे हैं, बट अदरवाइज एंगेजमेंट जीरो है उसका.
आई थिंक दैट्स द कॉमन थीम, एंड दैट्स व्हाई अ लॉट ऑफ इंडियन टीवी शोज गो रॉन्ग. दे डोंट नो व्हेन टू एंड, सो दे मे हैव अ गुड प्रोडक्ट टू बिगिन विद, बट दे टेंड टू ड्रैग इट अलोंग फार टू लॉन्ग. And I hope we are not dragging this segment far too long. And on that note, we'll just take a very short break. Okay.